everybody. Welcome to the ABGL Cast, a podcast for adults who just like diapers. I'm your host, Toddy Smurf, and this is episode number 15. Yay, all the kids say, and on the other side of the glass, with lots of class and a diaper on her bottom, it's producer Sammy. Yeah, you didn't trust me there for a second, did ya? How are you, Sammy? Yeah, tomorrow is the first day of spring, officially speaking, and spring has sprung quite a while ago. It is absolutely beautiful, and here we are in this dimly lit studio, producing and performing the ABDL cast. That's right, and on this episode, we're going to talk about my first adult diaper. We're also going to finish Bugs Bunny in Storyland. What's going to happen? I don't know. We'll find out. We're going to get lots of listener feedback, and we have some audience polls. All that on this episode of the ABDL cast. But first up, I need to remind you all that we've been doing a lot of stuff on Mixlr, our Mixlr stream. In fact, we are live right now. It's what, 11:22 a.m. our time, and if you saw our tweet go out that was announcing that we were going live in the studio, you could be listening with us live as well, but even more than that, you could be chatting with us in the chat room in there. And there's a couple of people chatting right now, and we will be able to address anything that's asked to us directly during... Well, we can only check that during the transition songs and the times, but between segments. So join us on Mixlr, mixlr.com/ABDLcast. Remember, Mixlr has no E, so it's mixlr.com/ABDLcast. If you aren't able to listen to our live shows like we did one last Friday, and I believe we did one the Friday before, and we're having a lot of fun on those shows, because we're listening to music and we're watching cartoons together and we're just talking back and forth, interacting with the chat room. Those are a lot of fun, but they are not podcasted. So if you want to hear those, we save the recordings of those in our show reels. And you can access that at mixlr.com/ABDLcast/showreel. It's all one word, S-H-O-W-R-E-E-L. So much fun. We thank you all that have been joining us. Big Baby Jay, we got Chris, Baby Wolfie 1313, other people. In fact, sometimes on those Friday mornings, the peak listenership gets way up there in the numbers. It's a whole lot of fun. But just keep watching our Twitter stream, because that's where we always announce the late-breaking brouhaha here at ABTL Cast Studios, whatever is going on. Hey, speaking of Twitter, last night... or sometime yesterday, I put up another Twitter poll. And I made this one a two-day poll. And so far, it's so... the results are so skewed that... we'll just go ahead and talk about it right now. It's not going to change drastically, and I don't think that this gap is going to be made up very easily. The question was, if you suffer from anxiety, do diapers help calm you down? And just a scant 25 votes, 96% of people say, oh, yes, versus 4% saying, no, diapers don't help my anxiety. And so that's going to be something that we're going to talk about here in the near future. Anxiety and depression, you know, certain, you know, mental issues, but I hate saying that. But anyway, they help. They help me. I mean, instantly. And it's a whole lot better than taking drugs, isn't it? That was inspired by a thread that I've been following on ADISC, ADISC.org. And it's very interesting to me. And I think I may have talked about this in the past. I can't remember. Sammy, do you remember? Nah, I mean, the show, we've only done 15 shows in almost 2 years. So who knows what we've talked about? I just need to remember... Yeah, I need to remember to preface everything that I say with, remember how I was telling you. So, remember how I was telling you that when I put on a diaper, in fact, I do know I told you this. When I put on a diaper, all of a sudden, no, maybe I didn't tell you this. I may have posted it somewhere. Anyway, whenever I put on a diaper, all those millions of voices in my head that are just saying bad things and just making life miserable, they all get muted or muffled, very much muffled by a diaper. So why would I go in? I don't know. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. We'll talk more about that on a later episode of the ABDL cast. But first, we need to get into our topic of the day right after a word from not a sponsor.
Babies are full of surprises.
Uh-oh.
Well, now there's a disposable diaper that helps eliminate some of those surprises. New Kleenex Huggies. Huggies have elastic. Soft elastic that fits snugly at the leg and helps stop leaking. Huggies have a thick, fluffy padding, too, so they're really absorbent. New Kleenex Huggies. They help stop leaking.
I remember when Huggies came out because I believe, and somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that they were actually another brand. They were called something because Kleenex had a diaper, and these ones were the, they were folded funny. Somebody help me out because I got a story around those that, I'll save for another episode, but correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't Kleenex have a diaper that they folded funny before they came out with Huggies? Somebody help me. I need to hear from you because it's driving me crazy. Anyway, that was a great commercial. Hey, what were your first adult diapers? Speaking of diapers and speaking of that time zone or that time era, that era back when the Huggies or Kleenex made that transition to their Huggies brand diaper. When I was a kid, and we're talking, you know, early 80s, and I didn't know anything or was not aware that there was anybody else like me in the entire universe. How could there be any normal, rational person in the universe that wanted to be back in diapers? More than anything. You know, these thoughts that are always going on, always pervasive, right? I've talked in the past about everything is better with a diaper. Everything is better with a diaper. And no matter what I was doing, no matter what I was enjoying, if I was enjoying something at all, there was always right there in the forefront of my mind, you know how I would like this even better? Whether it's a movie, you know, seeing the first Star Wars movie or going to Disneyland or anything, you know what would make this experience a whole lot better? Would be if I was wearing a diaper. Well, how could there be anybody else in the whole wide world like that? And then there was the whole angst and anxiety around the fact that, man, I'm modifying these diapers. Look, you know what we're doing here? Let me do a little interjection here. I can see it already. I'm tying together almost all of the topics that we have talked about so far. Pay attention to that and see if you agree with that. Everything's better in a diaper. And now how, you know, I'm having to modify these baby diapers, but it's just not right. It's not right. It's like almost trying to grasp the wind, right? Well, if I just modify these two disposable baby diapers or take these two cloth diapers and sew them together or staple them together or tape them together or do something in order to make it kind of fit, I'll satiate that desire. But it's always, that desire was always elusive until my first adult diaper. But let's back up just a bit. In the early 80s, you know, this way before the internet, right? And so Christmas time comes around. What do you do for Christmas when your folks want to know what you're wanting to get? Or you're making up your list for Santa Claus? Well, you go to catalogs and you look in them and you know, there's toy catalogs. And well, any of the major, you know, whether it was JCPenney's or it was not Best Buy, but there used to be a place in Southern California called, I think they're just called Best. Somebody help me out with that, or best products or something. And you look through their catalogs and go through all the toys and see what's awesome. Man, we had awesome toys when I was growing up. Late 70s, early 80s, and throughout the 80s. Anyway, the Sears catalog. One of the most famous catalogs of all catalog history. The Sears and Roebuck catalog, right? And I love flipping through that. There's all kinds of stuff in the Sears catalog. But I got to one time, and I must have been, I don't know, I'm thinking 12, right around there, you know, because that's a magic age for me. And made my way to their medical section, medical supply section, home care. It was the very first time that I was aware, cognizant of the fact that they actually made diapers that fit adults. Whoa! Major epiphany! I couldn't even believe it! No, yeah, Sammy, it was like tunnel vision. Everything around me, the whole world melted away. And it was just me and this particular little ad, not an ad, but this little descriptor in here. And yeah, it starts off, it says, you know, youth. Okay, youth. I'm a youth. You know, and then adults and explaining the sizes. And I remember these diapers because they did look like just a giant version of Pampers. Yes, single tape. I know for a fact that they were single tape. And when I was younger, single tape was it. Oh, that's going to actually factor into my story here. That's good. So I was aware, but I couldn't get them. There was no way for me to get them. All I could do is just say, oh, I can't wait until I'm old enough to get out of the house on my own to make my way to a Sears. Hopefully that, you know, I didn't know if they had them in stock in the store themselves. The only times that I would go to a Sears was with my folks, and there's no way I can say, hey, I'm going to go and browse the medical supply. You know, I was just left with these dreams and aspirations. Well, fast forward a few more years, and I'm reading a Reader's Digest. One of my grandmothers got me a subscription to Reader's Digest. What an old person thing to do, isn't it? You know, I'm 14, 15, almost 16 years old, and she gets me Reader's Digest. Well, it just so happens that I love to read, and so Reader's Digest was awesome. So I read those bad boys, and as I'm flipping through one, bing, ba-ding, ba-ding, yeah, cool stories. There's a story about this guy that got attacked by a bear. You know, one of their true life stories. I love those things. Man, what happened? And I'm reading that, blah, 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 flipping the page, and bing, whoa! What is that? It was an ad for Attends belted undergarments. Wow. We're talking 1980, I'm going to guess, 85. Let's just say 1985. Whoa. Okay. And I remember, if anybody else is about that same age and saw this same ad, it was like a sketch drawing. Almost like charcoal on parchment paper look to it. And the way that they drew the body that this belted undergarment was on, was a close up of the hip area. You know, mostly the, from bottom of the rib cage down to above the knee area. Let's just say that. And it was a side view, and the leg that was closest to to the viewer was just pulled up just a little bit. And so you could see, and they did that, they drew it that way so that you can see the leg gathers, you know, coming back around the rump area. And I saved that ad. Wow. And I don't know why I knew, because I can't remember all the specifics of this ad, but I knew that they were available, readily available. And I was just about old enough. This was just as I was starting to be able to get out of the house. In fact, I don't know how far previous to getting my driver's license, I was first aware of that ad of these attends, but I knew that this was going to happen soon. Oh, sweet relief. I wonder what it's like to wear a diaper that fits you. And so I made my way to the local Thrifties, which was like CVS. In fact, does CVS own Thrifties? Or Rite Aid, I think, bought out Thrifties. But regardless, I made my way there, and I go into their medical aisle. And lo and behold, there's a box, not a package, not a plastic bag, but a box of attends, amongst other boxes of attends. I don't have any recollection of depends at this time. I did shortly thereafter. But anyway, when I started buying these things, and I thought that and here's the reason, they also had the taped ones, but here's, going back to what something I said earlier on, they had like three tapes on each side. And I was like, bummed out. Oh no, they have all these tapes. The adult diapers that I saw in the Sears catalog had one tape per side, like everybody knows that a diaper is supposed to have one tape per side. And so I ended up getting the belted undergarments because I figured, well, even though there's no tapes, at least I can, I'm not having to ignore all these extra tapes, these frivolous tapes, we'll say. I started getting these belted undergarments, and anybody else that has worn those know that they're kind of loosey-goosey. They're a little bit loose, and so they didn't fit the way that I wanted them to. Well, anyway, around this same time, I had told you about a girl named Lucy in an earlier episode. I believe episode number 13. She was the one that was reading the magazine and stops and says, oh, I need to get these for my baby. Remember that? Remember when I was telling you that? I need to get these for my baby. And I know that that's what she called me. What are you talking about? And I go around there and she turns around. Oh, it's an ad for Huggies. Okay. So Lucy ends up finding out. And so she knows that I have a propensity to wear diapers. Well, by this time now I am driving. And we go out talking with her. Well, beforehand, before going out and said, you know what, I need to, talking about diapers. And she says, do you have any? No, but I have plans on going and buying a new pack because I was out at that time. Well, let's go get some. Okay. So we drive to the Thrifties. She stays in the car because she was embarrassed. She didn't want to be seen with me buying diapers for adults. And this was, I don't know, my second or third time I'm thinking of going in and buying diapers, which almost killed me every single time. I always would think, I hope they don't have to call the ambulance to to come and revive me or anything. My heart's going to explode. Anyway, I remember getting out to the car, and I sit in there and have this box of diapers there, and she says, well, let me see. Oh, man. So I open up the top. Remember, the pull tab on the cardboard box? I open it up, and she's looking in there, and I just remember her saying, pulling one out and saying, they're so cute. Oh, wow. That was quite the experience. My first adult diapers were a TENS belted undergarments. Those were the very first. It wasn't long after this instance when I did switch to the taped because what I used to do, I'm sure I talked about this on an earlier episode. I used to do some fancy origami. I would fold the wings and everything in order to get rid of the extra tapes. I would always modify my adult diapers to be a single tape per side. I did that for many, many, many years. It was not until I first tried Bambino's, and that was a good 5 or 6 years ago when I first tried those, that I went ahead and used the second tape. I tried modifying one of those one time, but I wasn't pleased with the results. So I said, well, forget it. I'll just use the second tape, the bottom tape. And then I got used to that system, and now I like the system. See how things change? At least for me, they changed. We were talking about that on the last episode. So at 10s, back in the 80s, the belted undergarments, I actually had a little collection of those side belts, you know, just in case something happened. But switching to the taped, the properly taped on diaper was the way to go. What was your first adult diaper? And what do you remember most about them? I remember the belted undergarments, the outer plastic on those were extremely soft. It seems, if memory serves, that the belted undergarment plastic was much softer than the standard brief, as they called the tape-on diapers. Somebody correct me if my memory, and I know that there are people out there that actually have vintage attends in their collection. If you do, link me to a picture of them. I'd like to see. I'd like to take a walk down memory lane. So that's the question of the day. What was your first adult diaper, and what do you remember most about them? Let us know. We'll talk about it. We'll read your feedback and your comments on an upcoming episode of the ABDL cast. But in the meantime, it's time for some water. It's time for some listener comments, and first up, we'll get to these fine folks that are in the chat room listening live on our Mixler stream right now. Baby Wolfie 1313 says that he's in PJs and a diaper as I listen to this show. Yay! All the kids love that when you do that kind of stuff. He also says that his first adult diaper was an ABU Super Dry Kids. Was that the first version? I'm going to assume that was the older, before the new owners took over. Big Baby Jay says, my first adult diaper was a TENS with 6 tapes. Now, is that kind of the same as what I was describing? I can't remember if the attends that I was talking about had 4 or 6, but 6 is ridiculous in my mind. But anyway, and then Chris Baby Wolfie 1313 says that the SDK, the Super Dry Kids, smelt great and was soft and cute. And yes, that was version 1 of the SDK, the Super Dry Kids, which is based on a what year Pampers. Was that early 90s or late 90s? I can't remember. At that time, I mean, I was so, you know, I was so given over to adult diapers and stuff. I didn't know much about baby diapers in the, well, probably throughout the 90s. So I was wearing adult diapers. Regardless. Hey, we also got feedback from Diaper Facts on Twitter. That's at Loves Pampers. On Twitter, we are ABDLcast, and this was a private message talking about the commercial that we played on the previous episode. And they say, yes, that is Ted Danson in that commercial. Remember, I said, I'll bet you a donut that Ted Danson is in that that Pampers commercial. And Diaper Facts has confirmed that and says that Susan Sarandon was also in a Pampers ad. Whoa, Susan Sarandon in a diaper ad. It says, keep up the great work. So thank you very much. At Loves Pampers on Twitter. That is Diaper Facts. Just the facts, ma'am. Just the diaper facts. Okay, here we go. Chris Wolf Baby Wolfie 1313 sent in a bunch of email because Chris listens to our live reels, our live shows on Mixler as well, and gives me all kinds of wonderful comments on those. And I'm going to save some of those comments for another live only stream. But Chris did say hi, y'all. I just decided to say hi and leave some feedback from the last episode. First, enjoyed the live Mixler recordings in the podcast. I will say I'm sorry if I'm not always clear in my typing. I'm not good at typing what I mean to say, etc. So, sorry. I do tend to ramble and not make sense like in the chat room. I may have an opinion or just a quip, but sometimes I don't. It doesn't always come out right. And Chris, before I go on any further, no need to apologize. I do the same exact thing. I do the same thing on a podcast. I say things that I can hear after the fact and say, "What in the world are you talking about, Sammy? It's absolutely crazy." And no, Sammy, you don't have to agree with that, though. No, Sammy, see, I always thought that you were here, like, for moral support, because I need lots. No. I need the moral support from you. That's your main job. Well, that and bring tea. Yeah, so you don't agree with the listener when I'm saying bad stuff about me. Don't agree with that anymore, okay? In fact, tell me the opposite. Say, no, Toddy, that's not true. You make perfect sense at all times. Oh, he agrees. She doesn't want to lie. Wonderful. All right, so anyway, I do the same thing. And I also did it with some feedback the last episode. My brain could not see that, you know, usually usernames are two names. And even if they're squished together, you know, like Baby Wolfie, Loves Pampers. Those are two words squished together. But this one was three words squished together, so there was no spaces and no uppercase and lowercase to give me an idea where one word started and began and ended and all that good stuff. We read a comment from Sweet Lil One. Sweet, then L-I-L-O-N-E. And I'm trying to make it into, like, some Italian. Sweet Lilone. Hey, it's a Sweet Lilone writing into us and leaving a feedback. We love the feedback of Sweet Lilone. No, it was Sweet Lil One. And it it hit me, like, early in the morning. I don't know, a week after. For some reason, it just hit me. Bing! You totally butchered that name. It's Sweet Lil One. What's wrong with you, Toddy? And I don't, you know, I don't know. No, Sammy. Anyway, getting back to Chris's, says it made me smile to hear you reading my email, and glad it did help you. I hope my little feedbacks, etc., help you and Sammy. They do. We love them. Please keep them coming. Plus artwork. I'll be writing an email later when I'm more awake to answer your massive questions from the past episode. It's a lot, and I'll try to put in as many of my own stories for you as I can. Forgot to ask. For your art, okay, here we go. Forgot to ask about your art. How big do they have to be, pixel-wise? I would like artwork that's submitted by listeners to be considered medium size. So, let's say, it's, you know, anywhere between 600 and 800 pixels. 600 and 800 pixels would be fine. You can send them bigger. You know, that's no problem either. Maybe, you know, no bigger than 3,000 squared or whatever. But yeah, just keep it a medium size. Don't make it so small that it gets pixelated if it gets blown up. I'm sure you can keep it at 72 DPI. You know, that kind of stuff. JPEG, PNG. Whatever. So there you go. It says, I have some ideas and can't wait to start playing on Paint program on my computer. And, and just some paper in my box of crayons. You can certainly do that. Just take a picture with your iPhone or your smartphone or whatever, and it'll be perfect. Those things are taking pictures at, you know, pretty high resolution pictures. So that would be great. So thank you, Chris, for your continued feedback and giving us ideas and all that good stuff. Next up, comment left on the ABDLcast.com website for our previous episode. How involved in your ABDL activities do you want your partner to be? This is April Bra blog. But remember, April? Hello again. I replied to your reply to me about how to pronounce my name, LOL. Also, I would like it to be noted I am a gay male who is married to a gay male. I know the I know that you were thinking that the name was close to April in pronunciation, and I never specified that I am a male. It is understandable to go with the assumption that I was a woman, but I am not. I'm a boy. So I'm very sorry. See, you know what, Sammy? I don't. Maybe we should have you reading the feedback. No. Okay. I'm butchering these people's names, and that's rude. You're not supposed to do. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Okay, going on, April says, now on to the questions queried above. I would like it if my husband would offer to change me or diaper me, but though he is accepting of my ABDL side, he doesn't really participate. He just says they're cute. I have managed to get him diapered, I think, 2 or 3 times at the beginning of our relationship, but he just isn't that into wearing. I do call him daddy on a regular basis, and he calls me baby boy all the time. On how to get them more involved, talk to them. Be honest about your feelings about it. And if they say that they are not that comfortable with being involved, don't try to force it on them. Everyone is different, and not everyone is as understanding and accepting of our lifestyle, as we may not be fully understanding and accepting of others' lifestyles. Thank you for listening. Also, to clear up another misunderstanding from the last episode I'm not purposefully misunderstanding people. I'm doing the best that I can over here. I don't think you ate enough breakfast, Sammy. I think you should have got 2 sausage biscuits is what I'm thinking. Yeah. Well, and probably more tea. Put something in that tea. Anyway, says another misunderstanding on the last episode. When I said I'm even a fan of Sammy's, I should have said that I'm also a big fan of Sammy's. You see? You know, there you go. Sammy. No? No. Oh, she's mad? You're mad? She's not even... She's just shaking her head no. She won't talk to me right now. Sammy, we're doing a show. okay. She says, April, you are awesome. That's what Sammy says. I think that your interactions with each other is adorable and was just saying in contrast to the complaints that others had said about her. Yeah. So there, that was it. Just making that clear. I think you do a wonderful job, Sammy. And I always look forward to your part in the ABDL cast. Oh no, Sammy, your fan club grows. Oh, and then he ends it saying, you're both awesome. No, I'm not even repeating that. So thank you very much, April. Sorry, I apologize profusely. Never my intention to mispronounce people's folks' names or anything else that is, I don't want to offend anybody. And then we have another comment on how involved in your ABDL activities do you want your partner to be? And that was on the last episode of the ABDL cast, abdlcast.com. And our old pal... Tatabee! I thought that we had lost Tatabee. Yay! Oh, I feel so much better now. He says, hi, Toddy and Sammy. I wanted to share the quick story of getting caught in diapers. I had received my first cloth diapers from Kins, the super thick nighttime prefolds with a cute baby print, and was sitting on the back steps of our house wearing the diaper and a tank top. It was sunny, and I felt pretty secure that no one could see me. Aha! Oh, I detect a turn of events. Yeah, let's let the suspense build just a little bit, huh, Sammy? Suddenly, the side gate opened, and within seconds, the water meter reader guy from the city was in front of me asking to read the meter. What could I do? I got up, pulled down my tank top a bit and turned to lead him in the house downstairs to the meter. He read it, and I led him out, of course, walking up the stairs ahead of him. He left, saying nothing, of course. I could just imagine the talk back at the coffee room that day. Quote, "Hey, I saw this grown man in a thick baby diaper today." Then next person says, "Eh," or I don't know how Canadians do it, but... "Eh, that's nothing," unquote. Big hugs, your faithful little listener, Tad. We love our Canadian friends, don't we, Sammy? Yeah. They're just like us, but Canadian. Oh, that was rude. Okay, thank you very much, Tad. Tadaby! All right, and then we have also, well, we got a voicemail. I wonder who could be. Who is it? Hello? Oh no, where'd it go, Sammy?
Hey, Toddy, guess who?
Rachel Emily.
Hey, Toddy, guess who?
Rachel Emily.
Yep, you guessed it. It's Rachel Emily.
I got it right.
Being caught in diapers, well, I suppose that depends on how you define caught. Most people who know me know I wear diapers, so I'm not exactly hiding anything. If you mean that I accidentally reveal them in public, then yes, I was definitely caught. I was living in a homeless shelter at the time, long story, and happened to be in the front office for some reason. I was wearing a wraparound skirt, which suddenly came undone.
Oh, no.
Revealing my green depends for all to see.
Oh, no.
Being diapered in a shelter, incidentally, has its challenges, since they doled out diapers to me in the office. In other words, people knew I wore whether I wanted them to or not.
Oh, that's terrible when you don't have any say. In it. Now, of course, there are some folks out there that think that that's wonderful. For me, that would be, oh my goodness. So, Rachel Emily, thank you for sharing that story with us. Thank you for your continued input and comments and voicemails, especially on our voicemail line at speakpipe.com/ABDLcast. Wow, some great, great comments, great stories, great voicemail, a great time. Let's move on. For story time. Last episode, Bugs Bunny met Grandma Wolf, and there was some special red firecrackers involved, and then it turned out that we were leaving Storyland? How can we leave Storyland? He was at that gate. What's on the other side of that gate? Let's find out!
Oh, Bugs.
Huh? Hey! Look at that beautiful lady holding a wand with a shining star on the end of it. Hello, lady. Who are you?
I'm the good fairy, Bugs. I reward those that do good deeds in the world. You did a good deed by saving Little Red Riding Hood from the mean old wolf. And I'm going to reward you by granting you any wish that you make.
Oh, boy! Anything I wish for, I can have? Well, here goes, good fairy. I wish for a great big carrot that will reach the sky.
Your wish is granted, Bugs.
Wow! Now there is a carrot. I can't even see the top of it. The clouds are in the way. Gee, thanks, good fairy.
You're welcome, Bugs.
Mm-mm, boy, oh boy! Well, I've just finished my last bite of that one, and now I'm back to go to work on your carrot patch again, Farmer Fudd.
Oh, you wascoey wabbit. Oh, excuse me, kids, but I gotta go after that wabbit again. Where's my wife? Oh, here it is. Take that, Bugs Bunny. and that, and that. There, Bugs Bunny, take that. I'll get to you, Wascally Wabbit.
So long, Elmer. I'll see you in the funny papers.
He met the good fairy when he went through that gate. She gave him that wonderful carrot, and after that, he finds himself back with Elmer Fudd in his garden, and Elmer Fudd chasing after him, shooting him with a gumdrop gun. That was a lot of fun, I think. Give me feedback on story time. We will see what comes up next episode. We're going to start a whole new story. I don't know what we're going to do yet, but I've got plenty of them for you. All in story time. But speaking of time, it's Tottie's diaper time now. You ready? The perfect fit! Yay! I was talking about this on Mixlr Live last Friday. Just by chance, I love my favorite diaper even more. It's even favorite-er-er-er. More even favorite-er-er-er. It's even more my favorite. Sammy says is the proper way of saying that. I accidentally, one night, was applying, you know, putting on my diaper at nighttime as normal. And I always start with the bottom left, no, right tape. And this time, I don't know what happened, but I pulled it in further. Okay, let me back up just a moment. I am quite OCD. And everything has a place and a place for everything, and everything has to be right. And if it's not right, then I'm knocked off my game and I'm in a foul mood. And I, especially with my diapers, I know where the tapes are supposed to go. I've been wearing diapers for decades. And so almost every single time, the fit is exactly the same. But every once in a while, something's going to happen. Something's going to go awry, correct? You know what I'm talking about. And this time, this one night, last week or so, I accidentally pulled that very first tape in too tight, too far. You know, at least in my mind, I was saying, oh, no, danger, you went past the line, the imaginary line. You colored out of the lines. You goofed it up, Toddy. It's everything's terrible. Wah! And but so now because I have to have everything symmetrical, I go, okay, well, now I'm going to have to pull that bottom left tape in to match up with that one. And at first, I'm okay, that feels decidedly different than, you know, the last 100-and-something diapers I've worn. So this is way different. And the tactile sensation and all that stuff, I'm okay, I don't know about this. What, you know, what's, I can't trash this diaper. These things are expensive. So I applied the top tapes as I normally do, and they are, you know, on this particular diaper that I wear, the top diapers, and look, they go almost, you know, they almost meet. I mean, there's just a gap, little gap between them at the top. So I applied it the same way. And what that did was the overall fit was much tighter than what I'm used to feeling. So I get up off the bed and, well, you know what? I might like this. And then after sleeping it in the morning, it turns out that that is the way that I should have been doing it all along. And so now I imprinted on my memory where those bottom tapes go. And I know where they go. I can see in my mind's eye. I love this diaper even more than I ever have before. So we're at 150% love for this particular diaper. And that's really the only diaper, personal diaper news that I have. We are getting close to needing to order another case. I think in about another week, I will need to order a new case. And, you know, I tweeted this out the other night. In my experience, perhaps yours is different, but for those of us that stick with one brand of diaper, from batch to batch, now, who knows how big a batch is? Do I get one case out of a batch, or do I get a case out of every other batch, every third batch, or do I get two cases out of a batch? You know, it depends on what size the batch is. But each batch, I find, have slight variation from the previous batch. And so, you know, sometimes there'll be just something that you notice about your diaper, especially if you're totally OCD like me, that you say, okay, this new case, here's the, I don't know what the word is, maybe a flaw or a defect or something that makes it different than the past batch. You know, sometimes it has to do with the elastic that runs the length of the diaper that is part of the inner leak guards, right? Sometimes there'll be something that'll happen, and on one side of the diaper, it'll be, you can see that it pulls. Yeah, just weird things. Well, this batch that I'm finishing up now, this case that I'm finishing up now, has been, much like Mary Poppins, has been practically perfect in every way. And then with, you know, with changing the way that I apply the bottom tapes and that new fit, wow. So I have a little bit of trepidation every time I order a new case. Is it going to be as good as the last one, or is it going to be better? You know, always hoping for better. But this past one, excellent. Let me know if you, I mean, do you have any idea what I'm talking about? Does that make any sense to anybody, or is it just me in my own head? No. It's Sammy. She's mean today. I've got to tell you guys, she is being really ornery. I don't know what's going on in there, Sammy. Yeah, with you not talking to me earlier, we're doing a show. You can't decide I'm not talking to you during a show. Just playing. Ornery, I'm telling you. She's kind of like a little bit of a Bugs Bunny in the control room on the other side of the glass there. Yeah, I'm coming at you with my gumdrop gun. Anyway, so that's it. That's all I got for you, Toddy's diaper time. Other than that, you know what? I want another drink of water, and I want to try out our brand new transition song. This one to the sound cart at least two or three episodes ago, and I haven't had the opportunity to use it, but it is there for emergencies. When I need an emergency drink of water, when my mouth is super duper dry, I drank too much coffee this morning is what it is, and so my mouth is super dry. I have that for emergency purposes, and it works out great. Keeps the same vibe going on and all that good stuff. Some news from the world of designer ABDL diapers, and you've all heard this announcement, but in case there's any out there that don't know yet, for Americans, Bambino is now carrying Rears Safari diapers, and all of the kids are very excited about that, and where are the kids? Yay! Had to wake them up a little bit there. I think they were stunned, because, you know, Rears is a Canadian company, and it's hard to get Canadian products. Sometimes it's hard to get, my understanding is, American products up into Canada, and, you know, vice versa, because it's very expensive. I don't understand why. For the life of me, I can't figure that out. But they struck a partnership of some sort with Bambino, and all you Americans, you can start off with you can get a sample pack of two, you can buy a pack of, I can't remember, or you could buy a case of 30-something diapers. Now, it does turn out that at case pricing, which is always the best pricing, right? The more you buy, the cheaper it is per unit. It turns out that these are, I think, a little bit just over $3 per diaper at case pricing. So they are, I mean, premium. They're premium, but there you go. They're a great looking diaper. I would love to try those. They look, I mean, they're thick and they're wide, and they just all kinds of wonderful stuff about that. So there you go. That's about it. That's about all I know from the world of adult baby diaper lover diaper designer diapers, as we ask it. Now, on the last episode, we put up a poll. We ask, you answer. And the question was, well, specifically, listeners to the ABDL cast Which do you identify with more? Which do you identify with more? And I mixed it up. I gave three choices. Do you identify more as an adult baby? Or do you identify more as a diaper lover? Or do you identify more as an adult kid, such as I do? And this was in response to, well, I did a Twitter poll on this, and it turned out 50-50. Listeners of the ABDL cast, 50-50 split between adult babies and diaper lovers. And I just couldn't, believe that. So this poll, we got more responses. We got 111 votes. And it turns out that 46.8% of voters chose adult baby. So 52 people said, I identify more with adult baby. 40%, 40.5 to be specific, 45 people. So 40%, 40.5%, no, 40.5% said, I identify more with diaper lover. That's almost even. So you got 52 to 45 in total number. But the wild card, adult kid, 12.6, or a total of 14 people who voted, say they identify more as an adult kid. So what that does is if you combine adult baby and adult kid, you have 59.4% of respondents choosing that. So that still leaves 40% of listeners, 40.5% of people that that say that they're a listener to the show identify as diaper lovers only. And that surprises me. I have to be honest with you, because I don't see this show really as a diaper lover show. I would think that the vast majority of people that don't like this show, I would say the overwhelming majority of people that do not like the ABDL cast is because they are diaper lovers. They don't care about the kitty stuff. They don't care about, you know, any of the things that I do or the things that I talk about. Everything is from the perspective of me being, you know, a 4 or 5 year old kid that wears diapers. That's for me personally. So I found that surprising. If you have any feedback on that, any ideas on that, let me know. Let me know. Perhaps I don't truly understand what a diaper lover is. And that could be very well the case. Maybe I'm a diaper lover and I didn't know it. But everything that I read on the forums, I look at people that will say, hey, I don't have any interest in kid stuff or baby stuff. And, you know, just the way that they talk and the way everything that they express, I just think, I'm not like that. I'm not like that at all. So help me out here. Help me understand what it means to be a diaper lover. And how could a diaper lover, how could 40.5% of listeners to the ABDL cast be diaper lovers? Help me. Anyway, that's what has been going on in how long has it been? 2 weeks, 3 weeks since the last show? Had a good time today. We are running out of time. I thought that this was going to be less than an hour, but it's going to be just under an hour for a podcast. Well, maybe about 55 minutes. I don't know. 53. Let's say, I'll bet you it's a 53-minute long podcast episode. But you can hear the music coming up from behind us here. That means it's time. Well, it's time to go, kids. I know, nobody wants to go, but I think Sammy needs to go and take a nap. You're too grouchy, you need to take a nap, Sammy. Honorary, I'm coming at you with that gumdrop gun here in about 50 seconds. Hey, get over to our website, abdlcast.com. You can email me or Toddy. So Toddy@abdlcast.com or Sammy@abdlcast.com. You can leave us a voicemail at speakpipe.com/abdlcast. What you really want to do is follow us on Twitter. That's where we give you all the late breaking news from ABDLcast Studio. Follow us at ABDLcast. And if you are an iTunes user, if you have an iPhone or an iPad, get over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review, please. It helps other people discover us in the podcast store. And as always, until next time, crinkle, crinkle, little star. Yeah. No, I was doing my Phil Harris.